Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future. They campaign for better rail services for passengers and freight. Bruce, morning.
Hi, Emma.
Are you surprised by this news?
No, not at all, actually. It's been sort of mooted for quite some time. There were questions asked in Parliament several months ago. And, you know, I think what we're looking at here is the project being extended, because it's got greater scope than was originally envisaged. For instance, it's going as far as Swansea. It was originally planned only to go as far as Cardiff and so on. And there are many more branch lines that are being electrified in the sort of Thames Valley area. But having said that, we don't really fully know what the delays and problems are, and it would be nice to have a little bit more transparency from Network Rail here. But I mean, you can't be surprised when you've got a project as big as this that sometimes things will go wrong.
Yeah, the line of it being affected by a hold up in the power supply, that sounds pretty significant, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the weird thing. I mean, yes, I'd like to know more about that. What Network Rail are trying to do is modernise a railway which is 175 years old, you know, and it's not surprising that you'll run into difficulty. But the power supply, obviously, that's something new off the shelf, brand spanking new, and you would expect that to go to plan. The delays I would expect would you know, coming to modify old bridges and structures things like that.
What about the costs, though, Bruce? I mean, they appear to be spiralling. Do you think it's going to be worth the money?
Yeah, I've no doubt it is, and I don't think it's quite fair to say that they're spiralling. Yeah, clearly they are rising, but that's, you know, the nature of a big beast. But I think we mustn't lose sight of the big picture and the big prize here, which is a modern, faster, more efficient railway with more seats on it. And this is a very, very long-term investment as well. You know, we will be reaping the benefits of this electrification for 40, 50, maybe 60 years down the line. So, don't lose sight of the big picture. It's unfortunate that the costs are overrunning, but it's still very good value for money.
An increase of billion pounds. That's a lot of cash.
Yeah, again, I would dispute that's the whole story, you know what I mean? Because some of that is attributable to
the
extensions to the network.
Right.
But nonetheless, it's still several hundred million that has to be found somewhere. And it's not an insignificant amount of money, but again, in the big picture, you know, looking over 50 years, it is small change, really.
What about the effect on passengers and on freight services, the disruption as the electrification work carries on? Is that sort of short-term pain for long-term?
Yeah, absolutely right, yeah. I mean, inevitably, when something like this happens, you know, there will be disruption, and hopefully Network Rail and First Great Western and the other train operators will do their best to manage it as smoothly as possible. And then when people do eventually get their shiny new trains in probably 3 years' time, I hope they'll find that, firstly, they can get a seat, and secondly, that they'll think it's worthwhile.
Bruce, thank you for your time. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future.